wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin at court in Delaware, where the president's son is expected to plead not guilty today to felony gun charges.
The defense team argued for a virtual hearing. The Delaware judge ordered the president's son to appear in person to enter his plea, emphasizing the defendant should not receive special treatment in this matter. And the Justice Department said an in-person hearing is important to promote the public's confidence. Catherine here at CBS News, Wilmington, Delaware.
If he's convicted, Hunter Biden could face up to 25 years in prison. Texas Congressman Henry Cuellar has his car back after it was stolen at gunpoint outside a Washington, D.C. apartment building last night. WUS8TV's Jess Arnold.
Police said it was three men who ended up approaching the congressman. They demanded his car. He was actually parking his vehicle when these men came up to him.
D.C. police say Cuellar was not injured. They have yet to track down the suspects. Americans could suffer the fallout from yet another labor strike starting tomorrow. Tens of thousands of healthcare workers are threatening to walk off their jobs at Kaiser Permanente locations in seven states and Washington, D.C. Correspondent Anna Werner.
If a deal is not met, the workers would strike Wednesday for up to 3 days. Patients might experience delays or cancellations, including those who need to fill a prescription or need lab work or x-rays. So it's a big deal.
The path has just been cleared for the parents of a school shooter in Michigan to stand trial. The state Supreme Court has turned down an appeal by James and Jennifer Crumbly, accused of making a gun available to their son Ethan and ignoring his mental health issues. He pleaded guilty to killing four fellow students at Oxford High 2 years ago. U.S. officials have issued the first ever fine for space junk. CBS's Cammie McCormick.
The fine of $150,000 on TV company Dish is for failure to properly deorbit a satellite called EchoStar 7. It was in orbit since 2002. The government claims Dish moved it to a lower altitude than agreed upon, and it could have posed orbital debris concerns. The European Space Agency estimates nearly 1 million pieces of space debris, big enough to disable a spacecraft, are in the Earth's orbit.
Three scientists have been awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics for studying how electrons zip around the atom at one quintillionth of a second. Winner Anne Louillet got the news while she was teaching.
The last half hour of my lecture was a bit difficult to do, but yes.
The goal of the research, better detecting diseases. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After more than 3 years of delays, the trial for a former Milwaukee police officer accused in an off-duty chokehold death is finally scheduled to begin. It'll be November 6th. In April 2020, former officer Michael Mattioli allegedly used a chokehold on Joel Acevedo during an off-duty party at Mattioli's home. The case faced numerous delays due to the departure of the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner. A middle school teacher in Brookfield was temporarily taken out of the classroom, and the reasons for the action remain unclear. Elmbrook School's leaders have stated that the teacher has now returned after undergoing undisclosed corrective measures. The school's principal did acknowledge that the teacher's actions were offensive to both Jewish and non-Jewish students. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Follow Civic Media on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations, here for you.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I just went through the last hour. What the national debt, where it came from, and the budget, and you know the fact that the budget $6 trillion for 2022, and the taxes taken in was $5 trillion, and the only way to fix any of this is to raise the taxes on the wealthy. Let's go to Ryan from Muskego. Good morning to you, Ryan. You say what?
It's actually Brian from Aquantico. I'm not quite sure.
Okay, Brian from Aquantico. Okay, all right. My mistake, Brian from Aquantico.
Thank you very much, girl, for educating me, because I had no idea about the intricacies of the budget and where that money is actually going, and it helps illustrate exactly the point you're trying to prove, that the policies or the budget that the Republicans are trying to omit from the budget or want, you know, taken out of the budget doesn't actually help our deficit in any way. I mean, it does, but like it's such a small and insignificant amount. But I also want to say, I honestly really don't understand what CJ even keeps calling in for, because that guy is living on another planet. He just makes up his whatever he wants to believe in, just so it fits his narrative, it seems. I find it amusing that.
Brian, the reason, and thank you for calling, man. The reason that I took the time out to, you know, go through these numbers is because it's not just CJ. Even the fact that we just had this, you know, 45-day respite on the budget, because all he did was kick the can down the road. And the truth of the matter is neither party has the courage to say we've got to raise taxes on the wealthy. The reason that Donald Trump created the $8 trillion deficit, for the most part that he did, and Sandy Williams, my co-host, talks about it all the time, he lowered the taxes on the wealthy. He's already said that his goal when he gets elected again is to lower the taxes again to create an even bigger debt. And yet there are people who don't know, and it's the reason why I went through the numbers, you know. So thank you for the call, man. Thank you for listening. Hey, Tom, what's going on, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people, all of us, includes you, CJ, includes everybody that's right wing, we are the government, and we must never forget that. Two things happened. One, FDR, anyone that made over $3 million was taxed at 90% back in the 30s. You look at your little all the graphs and all the charts that you've talked about this morning, there was no debt until Ronald Reagan.
I know.
Even Eisenhower said, beware of the military-industrial complex. Maybe he was talking about the debt and deficit along with that, because that's also when the technology came that made that thing explode. But Eisenhower even had it at 70%. Anyone that made over $3 million.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan is the guy who fast-tracked it all.
Ronald Reagan moved it down to 37% from 70% on the uber wealthy, on the rich. So then Jude Wininsky, who was Ronald Reagan's Department of Labor, I believe, he said, we're getting killed by the Democrats because they keep on giving programs like Social Security, Medicare. They keep giving all of this to the people. We are being thought of as the Grinch. So what we need to do is we need to become the tax cut Santa Clauses. And that's what they did. So what they do is when they're in office, and you heard Dick Cheney even say, oh, there is no such thing as debt and deficit. He said that when they were in office. By the way, $3 trillion of that dollars that was on Barack Obama's watch was the $3 trillion that George War Criminal did not put for the wars.
So I understand that, Tom. And clearly, when you look at the numbers, as I stated and I said with Obama, and the fact that when Obama came in, we were teetering on, you know, insolvency. And so he had to raise, you know, and invest the money that he invested. And so that there's a reason why. But how do you then look at Donald Trump and the $8 trillion in 1 year? Obama was there for two terms. Trump did this in one term. He actually cost more money, put more money on the debt than any other president in the history. He had one term.
The only negative that I would say about Democratic presidents is that they don't do exactly what you just did, Earl, which is point it out to the people exactly and say the only way we're going to get out of this debt and deficit issue is if we raise taxes on the billionaire class.
Yes.
They're afraid to do it because of money and politics. They don't have the courage to do it. Barack Obama didn't have the courage. Joe Biden doesn't have the courage. They raise it a little bit because they think that's all they can get away with. But you know, just take as an example, Medicare. I mean, over 167,000, they don't pay another dime into Medicare.
You know, Tom, to somehow think that cutting the non-discretionary spending programs is why I took the time out to go over what those things actually are. They're minuscule. Cut them all 50% and you still have no impact on the debt. So as long as Republicans continue to say that and people don't know what the programs are, it's why I took the time out to go through them. You know, people can continue to say, Republicans can continue to say these handouts that we're giving people, we can no longer afford it. You know, that's not the case. Again, when you look at these things, Tom, they have to be addressed. And if people are too cowardly to say that, I don't understand Republicans, you know, Tom, like CJ and others who, in the face of facts, right? These are facts. They didn't come from me. That they don't look at those facts and say, oh, well, yeah, it's, you know, we've been kind of misled, you know, and this has to be fixed because, as CJ constantly talks about truthfully, this $100,000 that every man, woman, child owes, the only way to fix that is to raise taxes on the wealthy. But he won't say that.
That 14% that you're talking about, we got people fighting 20,000 different programs within that 14%.
I know.
So This is crazy. Why don't we stop the military-industrial complex and see if that makes our debt and deficit go down? Let's go ahead and go back to the before Reagan taxes and see what happens then to our debt and deficit Republicans. Let's see what happens. Let's run the experiment. I bet you we're back to balance budget. I bet we have no debt.
Hey Trump, I guarantee you Republicans won't be supporting cutting the taxes on that non-discretionary spending when they find out that Border Patrol agents are part of that non-discretionary spending. You know what I mean?
Oh, they will, Earl. They'll just say that Democrats are still against, you know, border protection. So they'll do it. They'll just say it. Because honestly, if you look at the linear and the correlative effect between the amount of money that the working poor get, you see an increase in crime as it goes down. So when they talk about the return on investment of cutting programs, you're going to see an increase in crime. Because now people have more time on their hands. They're not working. They start committing crime.
Well, you know, Tom, I just hope that, you know, with the information I just provided, again, it's not Earl's information. It came from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. And so they're nonpartisan. And they took the time to do the research. And this is the research. And these are the facts. Not some facts spotted on Fox News or ONAN or any of those places. These are the facts. Now, let's address it. Let's look at the facts and look at the reality of what we're faced with. There's only one way out, and let's then move forward to doing what is right, Tom. We know what's right, and that's making sure that the people who can afford it now, Tom, these multi-billionaires can afford the little bit of increase, Tom. It's not going to impact their lives whatsoever.
They are hoarders. They're no different than a person that collects papers all the way up to their ceiling. That's what they are. They're hoarders. It's a syndrome. It's a sickness.
Right.
And you know what? I want someone to fact check me also, if anybody out there in radio land. I believe it was 90% over 3 million FDR had, and I believe it was 70% under Eisenhower, 3 million or more.
Yeah, taxes. Taxes on corporations. Hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. High temperatures reach up to 85 this afternoon under mainly sunny skies. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight, 65. High of 77 tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. 72 Thursday, with a chance for scattered rain showers. 56 Friday, chance for showers continues. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 64 degrees.
Your home of the Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings from 8 till 10 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, I've been just worried and worried and biting my fingernails and pacing back and forth and panting because I've been worried about Donald Trump getting reelected. And so if you look at the news media, what you constantly see is Donald Trump is rising. And so those of us who know the inherent dangers of putting that man back in office have been worried. But I was reading this article in the Salon on yesterday, and the commentary really kind of made me take a deep breath. And so what it said was, calm down, everybody. An ugly election is coming. But not to worry. You know why? Because younger voters are going to save us. Calvin, thank you for being young. Hey, you know, it's only, you know, us grizzled old folk who are worried. We run around, oh, no, Donald Trump's going to get reelected. Donald Trump, low. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. And people like Calvin. Hey, Calvin, listen, you and your peers, man, I mean, the chances of you, what are the chances of you and your peers voting for Donald Trump, man?
That's a tough question, to be honest with you. There is a subset of people I know that are just as loony as the old folks.
We don't want to hear that, Calvin.
I know.
I don't want to hear that. Man. But I think that there are younger people, man, who kind of get it. You know, what has Donald Trump offered? What has he said he's going to do to make things better? And the conservatives, what have they said that they're going to do to make things better? We do know that Joe Biden has attempted to address the college debt that young people owe. Donald Trump hasn't said anything about doing that. Has he?
Donald Trump doesn't have any policy that he's stated about anything.
Okay, so you're a young guy. You are able to figure out he doesn't have any policy that will make things better for the future of you and young people. Joe Biden is addressing what's happening with our climate that should be a major concern to every young person and their existence into the future. You don't see it, Donald Trump, addressing any of those issues. Joe Biden is the infrastructure that has been crumbling and for decades, and people ignored it. And everywhere you look now, whether people like Joe Biden or not, those things are being addressed. So as a young person, I don't see. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. So Calvin, when your peers, when there's a conversation, what do they see in Trump?
The few that have broached the subject with me, I think
their parents?
That's the only thing I could I can really see. I would hope that at 24 years old, we had a little bit of more independent thinking by now, but it seems like the young people who are bought in don't pay attention and kind of just exist off the propaganda. They hear snippets of Fox News. They see social media posts of 5-second clips of Biden stuttering, and they think that's bad. It's very superficial and not so engaging with what's happening.
So they're concerned about Biden stuttering. You think they prefer to have a president of the United States who threatens the life of a former general? I mean, is that what's acceptable?
I guess I don't know. That's what. A lot of them won't admit to saying, to like voting for Trump. They'll say they don't like Trump. They think he's crazy. But then in the same breath, they'll say the election was rigged and Biden is too old.
Well, we're going to go through this article a little bit after we come back from break. And I tend to agree with this. Calm down, everybody. An ugly election is coming, but younger voters will save us. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Hunter Biden is set to appear in court in Delaware next hour to face felony gun charges. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
Given his response to the plea deal that evaporated over the summer and the aggressive posture he has taken once he learned that the government planned to indict him after all, he will surely plead not guilty.
At court in New York, jury selection beginning in the fraud and money laundering trial of fallen crypto king Sam Bankman-Fried. CBS's Jolene Kent.
Prosecutors believe SBF defrauded investors, customers, and the Federal Election Commission, sparking a death spiral in the crypto industry that has yet to recover.
Tens of thousands of Kaiser Permanente healthcare workers could walk off their jobs tomorrow. Stephanie Felix Soey is a union president.
It's real slap in the face when we're talking about movement of half percentages when it comes to wage increases.
They're also demanding better staffing. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Waukesha police are investigating vandalism at the Waukesha Strong Memorial, a tribute to the victims of the Christmas parade attack. Someone recently spray-painted the name Brandon Fox in the memorial's corner. While Brandon Fox was one of the original designers of the mural, he's not been involved in the project for years. This marks the second occurrence of his name being spray-painted on the mural. Fox 6 contacted Brandon Fox, and he says he had nothing to do with it. Tonight marks the beginning of Milwaukee's postseason journey as the Brewers face the Arizona Diamondbacks in the first of a potential three-game series at American Family Field. Milwaukee secured the NL Central title while Arizona clinched the final wildcard seed. This postseason appearance is manager Craig Counsell's fifth. First pitch is scheduled for 6:08. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skill through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays. That means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back. All right, that's what I got to do. Keep my head to the sky. 844-967-2789. You know, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I've been, you know, just constantly worried about the outcomes of this election, as I'm sure many of you have. And the more you kind of weigh things, and the more worried we become, because, you know, you just don't know. And it is, it's really ridiculous that we're even at this point when you've got a man facing 91 felony accounts. I mean, counts, 91 felony counts, and he's in court right now as we speak. That man could even possibly have a chance to become the president of the United States again is just mind-blowing. But this is where we are today. And it's why I have this fear. And many of you have the fear. But we've got Michael Moore, who had some things to say about why we shouldn't be as afraid. And let's go to the phone lines. And let's go, Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. Thank you very much for the call. You say what, sir?
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm in the kind of the same boat too. That I'm not all. I am concerned, but not like frightened. Basically, if you just look back, remember last election cycle, there was going to be this giant red wave, and all the polls were showing a giant red wave, which turned to be a little ripple.
Right.
I really believe that will happen again. I think the way the Republicans are going about the whole abortion thing, I think there's a lot of women, like even in Texas, where they're looking at, you know, completely stripping women of their privacy and wanting to know even their menstrual cycles and all this kind of stuff. I think the populace is not going to put up with this, that he will not win. And I think a lot of others are going to go down with him.
Hey Tom, I hope you're right. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to my friend Sharky from Racine. Hey, good morning to you, Sharky. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. And the show sounds great. And the Racine group says thumbs up. And they want to see you again.
All you have to do is invite us. We'll be there, man.
Well, you betcha. And that we'll work on that. And
okay.
Hey, listen, you brought up Mr. Trump's situation with the Mike Milley, the threat.
Yes.
And it's very shocking. It should be shocking to every one of us in America. And what I will tell you, as of 5 p.m. this last Friday, not one Wisconsin U.S. congressperson made any note about that threat or that situation. So basically, all of our Wisconsin U.S. Congresspersons did not comment or enter into the discussion.
And they're hiding
behind it.
And so, Sharky, for what maybe people don't know what he said, here's what he said. He said that General Milley should be killed. How is it possible that a man who was once the president of the United States, the commander in chief, that can say that publicly, Sharky, and that doesn't register with people? This is the fear that I have, is that people are so desensitized to who this man is that he can say all manner of things. Who in their right mind, no other president in the history of this nation has made such a statement, and yet Donald Trump has, and Republicans have not called for him to demand it that he apologize for making that kind of a threat?
Well, you know, do you remember back when the Women's March was?
And it
was
before
the... So there was a big crowd in front of the church where he had that infamous Bible standing upside down.
And he
was
backwards.
Excitedly and backwards. Okay, well, that would fit. That would fit. Okay. So Mark Milley was in a group, and he later apologizes, but the president, the then president, was so angry because they weren't herding the people out quick enough for him so he could get that perfect upside-down Bible shot, all right? He asked, and between Bill Barr and Milley, if they could use their special crowd-clearing device, which I won't mention, but it was electronics,
right,
to try to send the crowd by electronics because the president's holding the Bible upside down.
Yeah, it's a cattle prod. So that's what Trump wants. But again, this is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Sharkey.
The Savannah is worse than sparking deal. What is it called? A taser?
Yes.
It was more so cattle prod. I wouldn't know what they were talking. The Savannah syndrome has been a troubled issue for the last 3 or 4 years. Nobody wants to address this thoroughly and figure out what's really being done.
So let me ask you, you're a former law enforcement officer. When you hear a guy who's running for president of the United States make that and say that publicly, shouldn't that eliminate him for even running for office?
He should be in bracelets.
Yes. That's the fear I'm talking about, Sharkey. The fact that he gets away with that.
And they say we're too lenient on other people. Come on now. You know? I mean, he started it back in the day when he said, I could shoot someone in the face.
Yeah.
In New York. What is wrong with him?
What's wrong with the people who support him? Thank you very much for the call. I wish I had more time. Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. You say what?
Well, one of the things I'd like to say is this. We have started hearing from this Creighton again every day, and it's spread all over the major news networks. And he is getting, again, already millions, probably tens of millions of dollars in free publicity to simply spread his lies via major news networks.
Right.
You know, and yeah, okay, the news networks say, yeah, you know, this is false and so on and so forth. But he gets to say this again and again, and his followers, his cult, hears it again and again. And they, you know, kneel and bend over and worship. And unless the major news networks stop covering this and start saying, we're not going to give this guy free publicity anymore. I mean, this happened in 2000, starting in 2015, going through, the 2016 election. And we know how well that turned out for America.
But Jack,
the legitimate news has got to stop covering this guy and simply saying he's a criminal and he's indicted and that's it.
Yeah, but how can they not cover making a threat to a former joint chief, a joint chief of staff? You know, and now that former joint chief of staff has to by security. I mean, when do we say enough of this is enough, Jack? And this is why I'm saying my concern is that with all of this craziness, he's still got all of these people who support him. So it's not him, it's the people that support him.
He's giving them so-called, you know, his reason. Oh, this general should be executed,
right,
because he's a traitor and so on. And he keeps saying, you know, he keeps giving explanations and reasons for it. And what the major networks have to do is they've got to stop covering him directly and saying, this is what he said today, and this is outrageous.
Right.
It should not happen in America. Instead of giving him a platform to preach his lies and his propaganda all over the legitimate media. I mean, fine, you know, Fox News and Breitbart and
Newsmax. Onan and Newsmax. Yeah, you understand those. You know, we know who those people are. But you're right. Regular nightly news and those kinds of things should not be covering this man.
Then what they should be doing is saying, okay, this is what he said, but not giving him the platform to say it, so he can say he should be, you know, he's a traitor. He shouldn't be allowed on major news platforms to say our justice system is corrupt, because it, you know, okay, are there some bad people? And yes, there are. But the vast majority of our justice system in America works. Saying our elections are corrupt. You know, he does this again and again and again, and he keeps those acolytes in bowing down and believing what he says. And, you know, instead of allowing him a full platform to give his own so-called explanation.
But Jack, doesn't it bother you that he can make and say those kinds of things, and the people who support him don't say, well, I draw the line at you saying that a former Joint Chief of Staff should be killed? I mean, where do they draw the line?
It bothers me.
Huh?